And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder. The rest is still
unwritten. Go, girl.
You go. You get out there, you tackle the day.
Today is your day, and no man's going to tell you how to live your life.
Welcome to The Bonfire, Sirius XM Faction Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder, that's Big J. Okerson.
Hey.
And this, today, it's all about music that just lets ladies fly.
I heard this in my Uber, and I was like, yo, today is going to be straight get up and go, bitch, music.
Yeah, it's go girl music all day. You go, girl.
The call lines are open. We have a phone number. Oh, no, it's right here.
Yeah.
866-969-1969. Good paperwork, Lou.
Great.
Good paperwork.
Great paperwork.
That, of course, our Black Tiger, the Black King, Louis Johnson. We got Jacob Attack, Christine Evans, of course. The life's blood, DJ Lewitsky.
The backbone.
Wait, go back to that, the calls, Christine, for a second, because I want to make sure we clear these up here. Rob said he's calling back so that I personally will like him again. How about Four Non-Blondes, what's up? Well, Rob, you fucking asshole. We already went through that song and said no. So now I like you less.
Wow.
Hey,
way to listen.
Idiot.
Now, Rob, we did go through that one already, but you don't have to call back for me to like you. I like you plenty.
Are we not going to
do Rob, dude. Classic Rob. This is classic Rob. You can't get mad, Rob.
Are we not going to do the Shania Twain song?
Man, I feel like a woman. Well, why?
I don't know. You get ready to watch Trish run through the wall like the Kool-Aid Man.
I called her on Mother's Day.
I know you told me. She's like, Justin texted me on Mother's Day. Did you text her?
I texted her.
Oh, yeah, dude.
This is.
Woo! Go,
this is definitely. I think the faucet's already on.
You wake up covered.
Fuck a faucet.
The room is flooded.
This is you in a bath.
You're waking up in a bath because someone just fucking adrenalined your heart back. What did we do last night?
Oh, was I a woman?
Man, I felt like a woman.
At all, but I love this album.
What?
I always say like I don't like country at all, but I do. I did love this album.
She's not trying to be country.
It's
She's
not
revolutionary.
Country?
She's
gonna be a lady that golfs.
She's revolutionary.
She's the Rage Against the Machine of chick rock.
Revolutionary.
The revolutionary.
Here comes.
Damn, yeah, dude. No man stopping you.
The best part about being a woman is the to have a little fun.
What? Uh-oh, it's totally crazy.
Looking at my lady.
Give her the shit on her dick.
Weep-oh. Being
a
woman in style.
I'm not telling anybody this is an okay thing to do, but if you want to have a lot of fun when you and your white friends are together, sing these songs and find a way to plug in racist ethnic terms.
Wow.
Always funny. Always funny.
I feel like a woman.
Always funny. I can't do it right here. I can't do it here because, you know, FCC and all.
I don't think they're in serious.
Just saying.
Eric.
There's an FCC here? All right, here we go. Ah, man. I feel. Jay.
What about Eric?
Hmm?
What about Eric's on line four? What about his recommendation?
I think it's a crime that you think Ray of Light by Madonna is the song that's going to get you going, Eric. I mean, if we're going one per artist, am I right, Eric? That it would have to be Material Girl. I don't even like Material Girl.
Material Girl.
Or Holiday.
Holiday.
I didn't
Holiday.
What'd you say?
Or Escapade.
Eric, what'd you say, buddy?
It doesn't get me going. I was just trying to think of a Madonna song. That was the only one. I mean, I guess it gets people pumped. Louis C.K. works out to it. So I was just,
you know. Does Louis C.K. work out to Ray of Light by Madonna?
We want to know what makes you feel.
That's what he said on O&A back in the day.
That's hilarious.
This is a dope one.
That's what I'm saying. It's almost it's too cool of a song.
Very cool.
No,
this
I'm out.
This is the
revolutionary.
Orb. We can play with the ball with this one.
Can you put on Ray? Eric, you brought up a great thing to make me think of. Can you bring up Peter Griffin doing Ray of Light? It's one of the funniest things ever.
It's revolutionary.
It's revolutionary.
He might be onto something.
The song?
Yeah.
No. It's definitely in the genre.
Yeah, Vogue also.
Oh, my God.
Vogue.
Vogue? En Vogue?
No. The
Free
song,
Your Mind?
Vogue.
Oh, I mean,
Vogue also.
I mean, En Vogue, Free Your Mind.
Turn this up. This is so funny.
Peter, maybe you should have some coffee.
Yeah, you could have some Red Bull.
Red Bull? What the hell is Red Bull?
You never heard of Red Bull? It's an energy drink.
Here you go, Peter. It's on the house.
So, what do you think?
Can I be your
He really, I love when they animate the exact shit Madonna does. This stupid video. Huh?
It's a pretty cool video, especially in the 90s.
Here we go. You know what? Ginger Ninja just texted me, and he had a good one. Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do.
Fantastic. I thought of that earlier, never said it. Not to take credit. Sure you did, whatever what your name was.
Yeah, it was Ginger Ninja.
Oh, Ginger Ninja. I'm sorry. No, that is a great one. That's a fucking absolute, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Come on. This ain't no disco.
And that's, dude, you turn on that faucet so fast right here.
I hate this fucking song.
What?
I don't like it either, but here, doesn't matter.
You get why I don't like it,
fucking
though, right?
Fucking faucet's on, dude.
Shut up, I'm sudsing my hair, bitch.
Dan, use your new loofah and that oatmeal soap I got you.
Oh. My tits are looking heavier.
Absolutely. And a little bit of that lavender rose mist I got you for a little after shower.
God.
It's because you're on your period, and that's okay.
Honestly,
that's
it
fine.
Is.
You're a woman. You're ovulating.
I'm feeling bloated, but also at the same time, I'm feeling good.
That's all right. Hey, isn't that why they make elastic waist pants?
You know it, sister.
Does Cher have any good ones of these?
Oh, yeah.
Believe
is a... Ooh.
It's a little too disco-y, though. I would say the... If I could turn back time, it's probably hers.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's a go-girl.
It does. You're right. It's not. It's too, like, it's like rock. It's like ballad rock. It's not the same thing. Aretha Franklin, Respect. All right, Jacob. Let's not be like that. Give her a due. I don't know
if it's go-girl.
Oh, you make me feel like a natural woman.
No, not at all.
Cause you make me. That's it.
We did do Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, there's the one. There's the one for Taylor Swift. Shake It Off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one.
That's the go girl.
Yeah. I got to hear this Who Run the World girls.
As we keep popping up, and you're, it's going to break the color barrier in Jay's racist song line.
And I want that barrier kept.
I played it before. I know. We ignored it.
I did?
Yeah,
ignored
it.
Did I hate it?
And it got me going.
Hold the line, Jay. Hold the line.
What do we got? What are you playing right now?
Girls?
Whole celebrity skin now.
Oh, Taylor Swift. You're right. You know what?
This
shower's already on.
Huh?
I'm already out of the shower.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, guess what? A Pop-Tart just popped out of the toaster and I caught it.
You know what's funny? You realize.
And I've got my little personalized coffee thing. Sip, not too hot.
Also, this is a song where like you have a problem that happens. Like you find out you have like a hole in your stockings. And then you look up and you just staple the hole shut and kind of go like, who cares?
Or you rip it off and you're like, I'm not even going to wear stockings because it's fucking sunny out.
Here we go.
Or maybe just to take those stockings off and throw them in a bush. Who cares? I'm going legs out.
Yeah.
Everyone can see my muff. I don't care. I'm a slut pig.
I'll leave that period stain on the bus seat.
I don't give a shit. Look at my drippage. Look at my leakage. I haven't shaved in a while, too.
I'm a dirty slut, and I work at Budget.
My cunt hairs are long and thick in the weird between the lips places.
Skank pussy.
You feel my rough cunt hair?
Whoa. Whoa.
I sit
my tips are hard. I guess I'm probably bleeding soon.
Damn.
Who cares?
I sit on dudes' faces on the wreck.
I don't give a shit.
To close out the...
I put a guy's beanie baby in my crotch one time to sop up a period. Who gives a fuck?
I'm a leaky faucet. For the last song for the segment, let's see who runs the world.
He said he played it earlier. I missed
it. Let's just try it again. Give it a real shot.
A beanie baby.
Lady Marmalade, the newer one, I'd say, probably. Yeah. Shoop, for sure.
No.
Yeah.
It's too cool.
Shoop. It is too cool.
Shoop's not cool.
Shoop's cool.
I hate that.
I'm sorry to drop this into the world here to you guys. Seems like new news to all of you. It's not cool.
Deadpool dances to that.
This?
Shoop.
No.
It's comedy.
This.
Yeah, this sucks.
Wow.
You didn't wait for it. This is the beginning. You have to wait till the chorus.
No. That's silly. It just stinks.
Oh, come on. It was right about to kick in. The bass kicked in.
Okay, we'll put it back on. Right where we were.
I mean, this might be too cool.
It's also just wrong. It's an homage to men solely.
Right?
It's too sexy. It's not first thing in the morning.
Right. It's, you're exactly right. It's right. Too sexy. The whole thing's
speak
about
for yourself,
fucking
maybe
and
maybe
shit.
Maybe like another fucking primed and ready to go. Maybe no. There's some ladies out there that are on the prowl from the get go.
It's a bad call.
I've let the other song play.
I would have. Lou, put it
third
bang.
Time we're going to play this piece of shit.
Jacob,
see.
Do you own and rights still, to the song? Why are you so. Did you write it?
I would have gone with all the single ladies, but you said no to that.
That's
one.
Crazy, also.
That is crazy. I don't think that works.
I do want your opinion once the bass kicks.
No.
Oh, yep. This is fucking in the club.
Wait
dude.
For the bass to kick in.
This is
it's
not
already
the morning.
Too clubby.
It's so good, though.
It changes the vibe once the bass kicks in.
You're changing my fucking
there's
vibe
bass.
Right now.
There's bass happening right now, Jacob.
No. Not right. Skip 10 seconds.
It's too cool.
There we go.
Is this the same song?
Yeah.
We don't know your fucking queen bee.
I feel like this is not what we just heard. I'm not feeling this right now myself.
It's out. Out of here.
His bites.
Later, Beyonce. Say hi to Jay-Z. He's gone.
I don't remember this part. I only ever hear the chorus, I guess.
Beyonce is always going to be too cool for a morning. To right. What I'm talking about.
You think these white bitches can hang with Beyonce? Get out of here.
I think it should kick in here.
What? You think it hasn't kicked in yet? We've heard 4 minutes of it.
Yeah, dude. This
no.
The last verse where it really kicks in.
That's the bass you're thinking of.
I don't want to end on this note. Pick something.
We have to find something else.
I can't end on this.
Go back to the call lines.
Back to the call lines before we let Jacob become the inquisitor on Justin.
You know, why don't we give Bobby Kelly a boner somewhere in the world?
Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson, since you've been gone.
That might be that. That's also.
Because that's, I don't need no fucking man. You're gone now, I can breathe. Jesus Christ, you yeah. sucked.
God, you were fucking keeping me down.
And then now, when that guy listens to that song, he goes, yeah, well, she porked up a little bit, so maybe it's fine. Since I've been gone, you've been eating nonstop.
Yeah, since I've been gone, you stopped exercising, too.
Since you've been gone, since I've been mostly eating. And yeah,
dude, I wrote Keith Higgins tweeted, when I hear Shania Twain say, let's go, girls, I can kick a fucking door off his head.
Yeah!
Since you've been gone, I learned how to cook.
Yeah, let's Keith, go, girl.
That's Keith's response.
Yeah, yeah.
Since you've been gone. Yeah, Bobby's right.
It's how I picture me. Dude, I don't know. I'm just a girl and I'm scared, dude.
Here we go.
I'm just a scared girl. Dude.
Come on, free.
Dude.
So moving on.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Now I get what I want.
Since you've been gone. Yeah. Oh, that might be a little fucking. You might take the removable shower head off and give yourself a little buzz in the shower, if you know what I mean on that one.
Fuck it. I say lock up that fist and fucking heave ho.
Yeah. Fucking shampoo it up and see if you can really cram it all in your fucking chonch.
I say DP yourself with the conditioner. Why not?
Yeah. Since you've been gone, I've been fisting myself in the cunt. That's what I do.
Wow.
I like being that lady.
He goes, can I come inside and just get my stuff?
No. Put your face in my box.
You're hyper aggressive.
Suck my pussy. Don't actually suck it, you fucking weirdo.
I just want to let you know you're hyper aggressive and I'm going to probably have to call your mom.
So moving on, this is why I fucking hate guys.
Yeah, well.
Suck it.
Well, your sister.
Keep your tongue away from my asshole. I think that's weird. Well, I think you're gay if you like that.
Your sister Rebecca's very worried about you.
I think you're gay if you like touching my asshole so much.
Yeah, I'm just over here, Kelly, because there's been a lot of calls from your family and I just want to make sure you're all right. This is more than this is a wellness check. This is just a mental wellness check.
Man,
what a fun segment to find.
Wow.
From one Uber ride.
Uber ride over here.
Oh, he's playing all. That's where it started.
Now,
the first one that you weren't even here for.
What?
Was the, if you want to go full circle on it, to wrap this up right, was Natasha Bedingfield.
Feel the rain on your skin.
Yes.
No one else can.
Yeah. Yes.
Started this whole thing.
That's going to amp me up for the next segment. Please.
Put it on to amp him up for the next segment.
Yeah, the next segment comes from a segment that happened on Legion of Skanks, the episode out Friday, gasdigitalnetwork.com. If you want to go see it now, get a subscription and you can go watch the episode live from the stand with Joe List and Justin Silver.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple-checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
And on the episode, I wasn't there. I didn't listen to it. I was just told by my friend Jason, who told me that on the episode, you said that you will sometimes lick up your cum off of a woman.
Yikes.
We found a video of a guy doing it. Dick Nasty, it's his thing.
Yeah, I saw it in high school. So this wasn't a thing that I hadn't heard of.
Just so you know, what you described, Jacob then watched on a video screen in this room with Dick Nasty doing it, and he watched like this.
Gotcha.
Like the sun, the sun was in his eyes.
I find that to be, just know in this room, maybe Christine, but I'm your closest.
So see, he comes on this lady's tits.
Let me see. I'll tell you if this is how it is.
I'm your closest compadre on this one, where I'm like, I'll do some pretty weird sex shit for sure. This one doesn't exactly grab me. Christine said now yesterday when watching this video that she found this to be oddly hot.
Yeah, it was kind of sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just see. I feel like the way...
So he comes on her boobs, you know, paints her boobs up.
Christine, I'm sorry I can't do that for you, but you have to have bigger boobs, apparently. Oh, I'd love to, but...
And then he's like, you guys want to see a cool trick?
Let's see.
He's like, all right, I mean, no time for showers.
I mean, this is after you blow your load and then right there.
Yeah, not so much like that, but I'm not averse to it.
Not all sexy like this?
Not all that much. Like, this is a lot.
A lot.
He's really, like, taking it all in.
Yeah, he's doing a pie-eating competition.
It's a little bit more than I would go.
Nom, 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 nom.
He's got his hands on his back.
This is a little more than I
would go. Well, he's performing, Justin. You understand.
Yeah, he's on camera, and then he tries to kiss her, and she's like, bitch.
I do have questions.
Good call,
dude, that's so funny. Bring that back 5 seconds.
That is funny.
He just licks his cum off him and tries to kiss her, and she goes, no way.
Of course.
Dude, that's so fucking funny.
That is kind of foul.
Watch this. And he's like, all right, that was...
Listen, I'll go as far as to say, in fairness, I want to be fair about all this.
Right, just watch this real quick. Because he comes up right here.
That's really fun. Oh, no. I've kissed a girl, now not with cum in her mouth per se, but I've kissed a girl after she's blown me. I've kissed a girl after I've cum on her face and area. I've gotten my cum on my body from like... coming in for a kiss and bodies touching after sex. So all this thing, I'm not
paper mache
steamed out by the idea
this
of my
is what I'm talking
any
about.
Way. No, you said in a sexual fashion you will sometimes lick closer to what we just watched in that video.
No, not like... No. You painted a picture. You painted a picture. And I didn't give the parameters of it.
Gene Simmons ain't got no problem with it.
You gotta lick it up.
Lick it up.
I'll say, if you ever watch the video for this song, it looks like they all suck their own cum off people.
Yeah, this is without the paint, right?
This is when they went without the paint, but they went extra pink and light blues.
So he manipulated what you said. You never said that you lick off your cum off a lady.
No, I did. I said...
You've like a cat.
No, Joe said... I don't do it like that. Joe said... that he wants to taste his own cum. I said, yeah, I've tasted my own cum. And then Jay was at, and then it was asked, like, what, so you drink it? I'm like, yeah, if I'm with somebody, like, I've...
No, I think I asked Joe if he's ever tasted his own cum. He was like, no, and I was surprised by that.
Surprised by that.
And Justin goes, I was like, oh, I've tasted my own cum. You got to see what it's all about. And Justin goes, I don't give a fuck. This is aggressive. I don't give a fuck. I'll lick my own cum off of chicks all the time.
Not all. I didn't say the words all the time. I'm not denying this in any way,
I bet if
way,
we go back.
Shape, or, go.
I wish you we had say the
tape.
All the time.
I wish we had the tape.
Let's watch the tape.
We don't have the tape.
I have it on my phone because it was a clip that's on LOS. What I watched it last night.
If you don't say all the time, and you did. You did describe. You go, this isn't an every time thing.
Right.
But Jacob has some questions.
Jacob's been watching the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. He's very ramped
up. Ask me questions. I will be 100% honest with you. I'll be
really wants to cross examine.
When was the last time did this happen?
The last time was with the last chick I was with, whose name is going to remain nameless.
Fair enough.
It wasn't in the fashion of
Kourtney Kardashian.
We want that redacted anyway.
It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't in the fashion of the way we just watched it. It certainly wasn't that aggressive, but I definitely, like Jay said, do not shy away from the fact that there's like, you know, if someone blew me and there's cum in my mouth that I'll kiss her. And,
okay.
You know, if it's on her fucking tits, I'll lick it. Like, I don't care.
Question number two.
Yes.
You blew a load on her? Where?
To the stomach, chest area.
Mm. And in my next question.
Yes.
Did she ask you to do that?
To cum on her?
No, to lick it off.
No, but I didn't, like, lick it off like that.
How'd you lick it?
No, I mean, did she in any way indicate that you should lick your own cum off of her?
No.
And what?
I don't think anyone's ever asked that.
I drew a diagram.
You just do it, and it fucking goes, this is what it's like. Oh, it's a diagram.
For the camera.
Damn, dude.
Show?
Okay.
You want me to touch?
Yeah. I want you to first draw your rope wherever you feel it.
Well,
landed.
It depends.
Justin, while you're drawing here, if we could hear
depends.
This is going to be the moment right here.
Yeah.
So go back to the very beginning of this, Christine, from Legion of Skanks.
Well, it cuts through the... Oh, it's so funny.
So here, I'll draw like this.
We got to hear
so,
it.
So, Justin...
Is this how deep into... How many times have we had sex in this picture? Because there's certainly
damn,
a difference
dude.
In the beginning and then later.
Multiple loads?
I don't know what to say.
The one you lick. Where's the one you lick off
land? The load you lick.
I'm going to go like this, and I'm going to go like here.
From where to where?
So like here.
Justin is indicating right below the neck on her breasts and partial stomach.
Absolutely.
Partial right stomach.
Which, by the way, even though it's not on her face, would still give her a sprinkler face.
I'd say she'd suck it out like a fucking Jell-O shot.
No. Oh,
like a body shot.
I left the card out. And then definitely the belly button, because when you mentioned that, the belly button, like that was the one that I'm remembering the most.
That's how you suck it right out, dude, like marrow out of a bone.
So here, Jacob, that's a belly button, and we're going to go like that. I'm just going to fill it in.
That's a lot of stuff.
That's him sucking cum out of a belly button.
There's pulp in that one.
Now you blew this load on her. Which section of this cum did you lick?
If I'm recalling correctly, I went... Oh, hold it up, Lou. If I recall correctly, on one of these incidents, and there have been a few, I remember going back downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We understand what I'm saying
yeah,
there?
Yeah, vagina. We
towards the vaginal area.
Towards the and I'm sure there was some of this remaining and dripping, and then certainly have...
So you're going down for a snack and just caught some extra fucking jism on
you're
there.
You're like, oh, there's still some frosting on the packaging.
You're like, oh, you just licked your hand.
Yeah. You're like, what am I, just eat straight cake?
Yeah. Yes. It's like brownie batter. He goes, lick the fucking spatula.
But to be clear, and I think you'd agree with this, Jay, I did not insinuate anything like what we just saw on that screen.
Well,
excuse
me. All right.
That's a lot.
After
Christine, can you play the clip?
That's a lot.
We got the video.
That was a lot.
That's a lot.
I didn't assume it was that like hungry for.
And that's very deliberate.
I felt like you were saying
deliberate.
Yours is deliberate.
This is deliberate enough.
Not like that.
With it. I didn't think you were like a prude cum licker.
Not like that.
You were like that into it.
That dude was fucking, that was like, he's way into it.
He was getting down
Dick
on
nasty. It's Richard Nasty. Respect the man.
Did Richard Nastivoviches, but they changed their name when they got to Ellis Island.
Yes.
For obvious reasons.
Immigration thing. The Nastivovitches.
Richard Nastivovich?
Nastivovich.
Now he's Dick Nasty.
He just goes by Dick Nasty. His father can't know what he does.
Play the beginning of this. Could you be talked into eating person? Just a piece of it?
Could I be talked into doing it? I mean, if I was like going to die, like the movie Alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would eat you,
let's
baby.
Not take it that extreme, though. Could you be talking to someone's
like here?
It's here. Try it.
Well, I got to tell you this.
I'll tell you what. I didn't do that for alligator, so I probably wouldn't do that for people.
Yeah, you guys are talking about cannibalism.
Skip ahead a little bit because it's right there.
And you're like, I don't even like sex or boys.
Yeah. There you go. Back up.
It's back a little bit. I watched it.
I also want to eat cum. But right when you come, you're no longer you're like I gotta call my mother. I'm like, you're back to normal again.
Wait a second, you're thinking about how much you want to eat cum while you're jerking or fucking.
Of course.
And then when you're done,
you're like, I don't even like sex or boys, you know.
Pause it. The thing, first of all, you see Justin get ready to, like, do I say this to the world right now?
Do I launch?
I had no
hesitation about this. I forgot about this because I would have harped a little more on Joe's thing. I'm like, really? Because I haven't not eaten my own cum off of somebody because in a moment I was like, yo, I'm going to fucking suck all my cum off this chick. And then after I come, nah, you know, I don't want to do that. Like, that's what Joe was describing.
That's crazy.
His thing was told me, he goes, I want to eat cum, but then when I come, I don't want to eat cum.
Yeah.
Like, he's thinking about it.
But he's thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's the urges that serial killers have sometimes, where they're like, I want a trophy body. Dude. And then they come and they go, I just wanted to rape a lady.
That's all. That's all I wanted.
Simple. Right.
Justin's got a secret face. That's a good face for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to let
you're
you
get it. You're
did it out of pure curiosity. It was never in a moment of like, oh, I'm going to suck this cum. I'm going to suck my own cum so hard.
This is going to be unpopular. I do it all the time.
Oh,
I don't give a shit what you think.
All the time. You said you do it all the time. Yeah, that was the exact line you go, I didn't say I do it all the time.
I guess I did say that.
I do it all the time. Direct line. He goes, I don't say that. And then he goes,
by the way, I do remember saying that.
Yeah.
I didn't say all the time. I do it all the time. Go back a second.
And
look at the oomph he said it with.
He goes, all righty then. I do it all the time. Why? Because I gotta.
Because I got to, mister.
Or boys, you know? You know what I mean?
I did it out of pure curiosity.
Dude, you can see it. Like, you can see Justin winding up.
I'm going to suck my own cum so hard.
This is going to be unpopular. I do it all the time.
Oh!
I don't give a shit what you think.
Come on!
I don't know if unpopular is the word to
describe. Yeah, that was a weird way to like
my
present
own.
It.
No, it's
hey
I'm
guys,
not
look,
unpopular opinion.
I do.
I eat cum all the time. First off, it's not really an opinion at all.
Why do you eat your
it's
own cum all the time?
It's just a fact about what you do.
You've stunned the room, by the way.
I said this is going to be a little weird. I just do.
For no reason whatsoever.
No, there's times like, you know, if I'm like in the act with a chick, like, you know.
I believe you because I see in your eyes. You already wish you didn't say it.
I don't.
That's so funny. So you, from this clip, you weren't saying you like come on a girl's back and then you're like.
No, I don't do that. But what I'm saying is.
You're like come and you'll be like. Oh,
dude, I'm being honest with you.
A little bit. A little taste. A little tasty.
Oh, it looks like the fountain's about to leak.
Do you get it and let it hang off your tongue like you're trying to suck spit from your little brother's face?
Well, like, how many CCs?
I don't.
It's a good question.
What are we talking about? Like, as far as.
It's a great question.
It's not a bad question at all.
That depends, man. There's such a range.
All right.
Of how much I output?
For the layman, like let's say
how much
teaspoon,
no.
A half teaspoon, tablespoon.
No, less than that. I'm being dead honest with you. It's more like in the act, everything just kind of keeps going. And
yeah,
I
but when you come, it changes the act.
Not really. Sometimes I kind of.
Not enough to not eat your own cum.
Not enough. I'll keep going sometimes.
Not enough to leave a state.
I don't need like a pause.
Yeah,
I understand what I'm saying?
Damn, you can fuck and then fuck right again?
No, I can't like fuck right. I have to fool around a little bit and all this. And then
you want to, though.
And I'm not going to like put a cummy dick back in, so I'll definitely, there has to be some
clean. Clean it off yourself.
Yeah, you wipe it off by eating
no,
it.
But,
yeah,
he goes, oh, still a little in the head there.
Do you want some of this? Do you want any of this, or you want me to munch all of it?
He goes, oh my God, look what a little piggy I'm being. I'm so unselfish.
I am so
would you
rude.
Like a little sweetheart? She goes, no, I'm okay. You seem to be enjoying. He goes, I love it. He goes, call me crazy.
I love it. I love eating my own honey.
Autoerotic cannibalism.
Winnie the Pooh likes to eat his own cum. Oh, you know, self-made honey is the best honey. I don't need a pesky bee.
Fuck you, bees.
You guys want some sex, honey?
That's right. That's
you want some bear butter?
Hey, Christopher Robin, why don't you reach around and make me make some sex, honey?
It's so uncomfortable.
Suck it off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to suck it off. Oh, damn. I don't know. You've never had a girl have a reaction like,
pretty,
okay.
It's pretty gross, Winnie.
No,
pretty
because
gross for eating your own cum.
Oh, you're just a donkey who's never eaten his own cum.
I've established, like, there's a certain level of filth that I'm into, which has been established by the
Yeah, dude.
You're dirty. You get it.
Absolutely. I'm absolutely dirty.
You do things that I'm like, I couldn't. I'd have a hard time doing.
You do things on the court he could never do.
You have sort of kinks and things that I was like, that I'd be like, would make me uncomfortable.
Kinks insecure. And blinks?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sinks and dinks.
I like fluids. Like, I like pee. I like fluids.
You like pee. You just gave it away a little bit.
Like, if
you're
a chick, like, if a chick like
wants to piss on you.
Yeah, but you have to be like, not in the like shower. Tight,
not I'm sure
like,
I've been pissed on by many a chick, but not like as long tight. As we call it squirt, I'm just treating
that's
like
what it is.
Exactly, it's squirt.
That's what that is.
Well,
I like
that's
more,
what that
there's
is.
Some arguments. I'm talking about a girl taking a full like. No, I'm not a squirter. I'm pissing on you right now.
Yeah, I'd be into that. Like dark. In the shower, I'd be into that.
Really dark, yeah. Hot, yellow piss, like she's dehydrated.
I mean, she...
In a shower...
I'm sorry, but it's been all Capri Suns and fucking Pepsis today.
In a shower, all bets are off. In a shower.
It's crunchy.
Oh, yeah.
All bets are off on a shower. If I pull my dick out of a butt in a shower and it's covered in shit, it's so less... Gross. Of an issue than if you did that in a bedroom.
See, that's something like that's something I'm not into. Like butt fucking was like I'd be like, eh.
You should try giving it one time.
Thank you.
it's different, dude. It's a whole different experience.
yeah, we literally thought you were just lapping up pools of cum and then just coming back. For
I would
more.
Tell you. I would tell nom, you nom, if nom. I was.
I'm not.
You way. Are. You just said you sucked it out of a belly button.
I'd lick it at. But I'm not lapping
Justin,
up.
You're like saying that, this way. I
I'm
say,
not. There's no backpedaling. There's
but
no.
Then you're like saying that it's not a kink.
Christine, I'm defining this for you. You're asking me. I'm defining it for you. The kink is not the oh shit. There's all my cum. Let me drink it off. Like we just saw.
Yeah.
The kink is the fact that like in the heat of the moment, sort of a lot of anything kind of goes. And I don't give a shit if I'm like licking some girl's tits because I'm still into it and my cum is on and I'm like fuck it. I don't care. But, that's what I'm saying. Justin, the kink is not the there's my cum, here's my opportunity. How I'm saying it. I'm being honest with you.
I come in 2 1-ounce glasses, and then we do shots with lime chasers.
Shot.
Are you ready?
Everybody.
1, 2, 3. Hair of the dad that made you.
Hair of the dick.
Well, you have a question, Jacob. You're not done.
You have a question.
With your inquisition.
I'm going to answer anything. More. I'm going to answer. Go ahead. Ask me all of them. I'm going to answer all of them.
Well, you indicated earlier
yes.
that she did not she did not actually request you to do this, that you did it out of, let's say, passion, passionate state that you were in.
Both.
Now, after
both.
You
No,
did
wait,
this,
wait, 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 both. Let me establish it. I'm painting the picture for you. Both.
Both meaning what?
A passionate
They're
state
both
that
a passionate
we are both
state.
In.
Okay.
So, and I think I know what the question that's coming next, right? So then when it happens, right,
mm-hmm.
the reciprocity of... the sucking and fucking and kissing that's still going on, there has been no hesitation from the other end. I feel like that was leading into where we were going.
Yeah, my question following was going to be, what was her state after she saw you do this?
Right where I was. I know how to read a room. Homie.
Did you go in for a kiss right afterward?
She's like, oh my God, I want to rub all your cum into me. He goes, oh, I should have saved you some. I'm sorry.
You know what? You got to speak up.
Oh, man.
I got it all rubbed in me.
Snooze, you lose, you know?
I guess I could work up another batch. I don't know, it'll be of the same as the other one.
Yeah, it might be a little less pineapple.
You're running on the last viscosity.
Oh, I was just going to drop the word.
The viscosity.
Great one, Dan.
It's always
Sagacity.
Good. Let's take our final break.
Okay.
And come back and hang out. Turns out Justin Silver doesn't need as much cum as was portrayed. Justin Silver going to be hosting Anxiety Attack at the Stand 8 p.m. on May 26th. Also, check him at the Fairfield Comedy Club in Connecticut June 4th.
He'll also be in Albany with me.
Yeah. Big J's going to be in San Antonio this Thursday through Saturday at LOL, May 12th to the 14th. After that, it'll be in Phoenix and then out on the Burt Kreischer's Fully Loaded Festival. For tickets and other tour dates, visit BigJComedy.com.
Dan Soder coming to Side Splitters, Tampa. What's up? May 19th and the 21st. After that, Grand Rapids. Then in London, England, everybody, at the Soho Theater from June 13th
London.
Through June 19th. For tickets and all their tour dates, go to DanSoder.com.
Perfect song, Lou.
Was he the moment? Everyone's involved. Sucking our cums. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Bonfire.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire.
New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.